Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
New Friday. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Friday. They're jumping over there.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying.
Wow, I felt like you're jumping in enthusiasm today. Wasn't nearly as exciting as it's been before,
well,
you two.
Last week I had pom-poms, so.
You know, it's been a long week.
Let's get to Katie from Local 86 Ironworkers. Katie and the crew, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah. All right, million-dollar question, because we've had this happen before. If you win today, do you get the rest of the day off?
Yeah.
And
Wait, one person said yes, but I feel like the boss in the background yelled no.
That was the boss, yeah.
He's like, you guys are staying. Well, I heard it's their last day today of school anyway.
Let's go.
Might as well leave early.
Early release.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Katie and the crew have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You guys can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What fruit do raisins come from?
Grape.
Correct. The Cleveland Browns colors are brown, white, and what?
Orange.
Yes. The first vaccine developed was for which disease?
Polio?
No.
Smallpox.
Yes. What was the name of the Beatles' debut album?
Pass.
What is considered the world's most earthquake-prone country?
Japan.
Yes. After how many personal fouls is a player ejected from an NBA game?
Six.
Yes. Who played Frank in the 2003 comedy Old School?
Will Ferrell.
Yes. When it comes to texting, IMO stands for what?
In my opinion.
Yes. Same name as a Washington city. What is the middle name of comic strip character Charles M. Schultz?
Pass.
Freddie Mercury passed away in what early 90s year?
92.
Oh, no. Katie and crew, you guys got 7 correct.
Let this be enough.
Okay, yes, because if this is enough and you guys end up winning, this will be Steve's 100th loss.
I've been waiting all year.
We all have been.
I know we didn't get confetti cannons when he had his 300th win, but how funny would it be if we hit him with confetti cannons when he got his 100th loss?
I ain't gonna lie, I've been kind of expecting that. That's so
incredible.
Funny you say that. I was like, I'm not even gonna bring it up because I don't want to put it into the universe, but these jerks are probably gonna have the confetti cannons when I hit 100.
Let's see. Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
What fruit do raisins come from?
Grapes.
Correct.
Delicious.
The Cleveland Browns colors are brown, white, and what? Raisins are disgusting.
Shut your mouth. Oh. Unless you're asking questions, because it's orange.
It is. The first vaccine developed was for which disease?
Is that polio?
No.
Terrence pom-poms.
No.
syphilis.
No. What was the name of the Beatles' debut album?
Let It Be?
No.
Oh, crap. I don't even know. Revolver?
No.
The Beatles.
No. What is considered the world's most earthquake-prone country?
Antarctica.
No.
That's not a country.
What?
America.
No.
Hawaii. Canada.
No. After how many personal fouls is a player ejected from the NBA game?
Is it 5?
No.
6?
Yes. Right. Who played Frank in the 2003 comedy Old School?
Will Ferrell. Frank the Tank.
You know it. When it comes to texting, IMO stands for what?
In my opinion.
Wow, yes. Same name as a Washington city. What is the middle name of comic strip character Charles M. Schulz?
Medina?
No.
Medina?
Steve. You got 5 correct, which is a loss. 7-5.
No!
The Daily Migs Show.
Over at the rock music website Loudwire, they sure do love a list.
Yes.
And they came up with a list of actors who actually sang in rock movies. We have a few examples of them.
Yeah, you know the day destroy the night.
Oh, I love this movie.
Me too. I bought it for my dad, I think, for Father's Day when it came out, and I watched it a bazillion times with him.
And this was, is it Oliver Stone that directed this?
Yes.
The Doors, and it's Val Kilmer singing as Jim Morrison, and it was so uncanny. I remember at the time, that was like the talk of everybody that was just like, he sounds just like Jim Morrison.
He nailed it to a level where it just almost felt eerie. It was like the spirit of the Lizard King was within him.
Like if they wanted to, I mean, obviously Val Kilmer at that time, I don't think he was looking to like stop acting and hit the road. But I feel like the surviving members of the Doors are going to be like, let's just get him. He kind of looks like him in the movie too.
It's kind of
it's kind of eerie because it feels like you're watching a documentary when you realize, oh no, that's just Val Kilmer just crushing it as an actor.
Here is the next up on the list of actors who actually sang in rock movies.
It's time to testify. There's no room for lies, and everyone's waiting for you. Let us go sit by the phone and I'm all alone by the wayside.
I've never seen this movie.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's A Star Is Born.
Right.
With Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
And Lady Gaga's like the, I mean, obviously he has to step it up if he wants to sing decent.
She's pretty good.
So, I mean, but he wasn't playing a real person.
He was playing like a struggling musician that had like a big problem with alcohol.
So he was playing everybody in Seattle.
Basically, yes.
Okay, good.
And like coaching up Gaga, who's, gotcha. You know, trying to make her name in the world.
Right.
Next on the list of actors who actually sang in rock movies.
So that's the dude in the movie The Dirt. I don't even know his name, but he played Vince Neil, and he did a great job of playing Vince Neil.
His name is Daniel Weber. I thought they all did a fantastic job in that movie, but the fact that he was singing.
Even Machine Gun Kelly, like, he did an awesome job as Tommy Lee.
Absolutely.
So why doesn't Motley Crue just get that guy to sing, since Vince has such a hard time? I mean, you can just have him do it. He kind of looks like young Vince Neil. That'd be pretty badass looking.
I mean, you might be onto something.
I heard, though, he didn't fully sing it. Like, they used some of Vince Neil's tracks, and they also had like a guy from like a cover band that sings Motley Crue songs. So they kind of mishmashed all of that into it.
But he put forth some effort.
Yeah.
Here's the final on the list of actors who actually sang in rock movies.
I'm a cowboy. On a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted.
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 What the hell was that?
That was awesome.
Wanted.
Did you watch that movie? Rock of Ages.
Yes.
Of course.
I did.
It has Juliana Huff in it, and she looks hot in that movie.
Yeah, that was a bad movie, though.
Was it?
Yeah, it was trash.
It wasn't good. It really wasn't good.
Because, you know, as being a theater snob like I am, I saw a big one. I did see the play, Rock of Ages, and that was awesome.
Oh, totally.
But the movie version of it was just kind of hokey and dumb.
I agree. I think, well, then.
And that's Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, and he worked with Axl Rose's vocal coach to prepare him for that role, which is pretty cool.
I'm wanted.
Wanted.
Dead or alive. Wanted.
Wanted.
Dead or alive.
Such a weird scene because he's like taking his shirt off and he's like seductively like walking. It just is kind of cringy.
It's the only role of its kind that Tom Cruise has ever had, I believe. It's just fabulous.
I'm going to go watch that movie today.
The Daily Migs Show.
Apple Music released a list of the 100 best albums of all time. They gave the top spot to The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill by Lauryn Hill.
I remember people being very upset, I think us included, that this was such a strange, strange list because I just assumed it's Apple Music, it's a streaming service. They based it on maybe the number of streams or how many times people favorite a song. Like there was some kind of science behind it. But no, it was just like a bunch of people who work over at Apple Music and a couple of other like musicians that they hit up and they just put together a very arbitrary list.
A little committee.
Yeah.
And the people spoke up right away.
So it was Lauryn Hill number one, Michael Jackson's Thriller was number two, Abbey Road was number three, Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain was number four, and then Frank Ocean's Blonde was number five. And the only rock record in the top 10 was Nirvana's Nevermind, which I agree, it should be in the top 10.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, there was a lot of people that agreed with us that this list was pretty awful. So over on Ranker.com, people voted to reorder them.
Interesting.
Lauryn Hill's album got reordered to number 62.
That's a massive drop.
But not wrong.
No. I mean, all fairness, I never listened to the entire record. I've only remembered like a couple of the hit songs and they were fine. I've never been a big Lauryn Hill fan. I wouldn't even consider it my top 100.
I'm with you. And you know me.
I put Peppa Pig's Essentials ahead of that.
Oh, boy.
But it's a damn good record. They cover Katy Perry's Roar. Okay. Yeah.
It's very passionate. So the people's top five is as follows. Here is number one.
Come together.
I'm not like a massive Beatles fan, but I also am not dumb to the fact that they have so much of an influence and they're so talented. So I can't argue this one, although I'm not a big Beatles fan.
I had no idea this was a Beatles song.
Did you think it was Aerosmith?
No, I didn't know whose song it was, honestly. Oh. I've never listened to the Beatles. I had no idea it was on Abbey Road, which I don't know Abbey Road, I just know the cover.
The cover's so great. Iconic.
Yeah. But that's the only thing I know about it.
Aerosmith did a great cover of it that I think that might even get more play than the Beatles when it comes to like being heard on the radio. Oh. Their cover's pretty good, and I think Godsmack covered it as well.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. I'd have to go look it up, but I'm pretty sure Godsmack covered that, too.
We are going through Ranker.com's list of the top five best albums of all time. Here is number two.
Aaron started jamming immediately.
Just take everything I said about the Beatles and replace it with Pink Floyd, and that's my opinion as well. Fine. I can't argue it.
I mean, Dark Side of the Moon is an absolute masterpiece, front to back.
Everything about it is great. Well, I listen to it in my free time when there's nothing magical near me to eat? No.
Sarah, have you ever listened to Dark Side of the Moon more than what we play on the station?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think you guys would like it.
No, I don't think. I mean, just based on that alone, no.
Yeah, it's kind of sleepy.
It's super sleepy. It's trippy. I think you will zone out to like just their musicianship, which is on another level, but I don't think that's going to be a selling point for either one of you.
No.
Yeah.
On the new list of the 100 best albums of all time, we have number three.
A little Zeppelin action.
Oh, yeah.
So So far, this list is bands that I respect that I don't really listen to on my free time. Like, I can't argue any of these. They're absolutely right. These are iconic records. I get why people voted these. These are, so far, this is a way better list.
Agree.
Than what Apple Music put out.
On the list of the 100 best albums of all time from Ranker.com, this is number 4.
Now there you go again, you say.
Just want some cranberry juice.
Dude, that's the first thing I thought too, is the dude on the skateboard enjoying some cranberry juice.
You know what I thought about when I think about this album, when I think about Rumors, I think about how dysfunctional that band was, yet they were able to put out some of the most incredible music of that era.
I think of Stevie Nicks doing a bunch of blow.
Yep.
And not through her nose.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
You don't know that?
No.
No.
Can you turn our microphones off so I can tell you exactly what happened?
Okay, I'll play the song while you guys are talking.
It's true. Why?
I think maybe her nasal thing, she had some issues because she did too much flow up her nose.
And so, that was the only other way?
Well, I mean, is that through the ears, I think.
Oh. That's wild.
And impressive.
I know.
And how much do you pay the handler to do that for you?
I feel like maybe the handler will pay her.
Maybe they're
Stevie Nicks, dude. Come on.
Can't kink shame.
Rounding out the list of Ranker.com's 100 best albums of all time, number 5. Cause this is seven,
middle of the night, and no one's gonna see. Toe Tapper, Karen? She's doing the
dance. She knows the dance.
Oh, so does Sarah.
Oh, boy. I am looking at the rest of their top 10, and they did that. They also included Nirvana's Nevermind at number 8, which I would have bumped up to number 5.
Did they put a Rush album in there? In the 100?
Okay. I'm only looking at the top 20.
Oh,
no.
Man.
No.
This list is trash.
I don't think it'd be in the top 100 either, though, so.
Sarah. Oh, my gosh.
I'd rather listen to Lauryn Hill, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I'm joking.
Ouch.
I mean, you could say the same for Pearl Jam, so it's fine.
Oh. Well,
see, now you shut your dirty mouth over there.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Beastie Boys are going viral. Because they revealed on Conan O'Brien's podcast that the gold record they received for Paul's Boutique was not actually their album. It was a different record inside altogether. So here they are chatting with Conan about this.
So we were at our studio here in
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
California, and I was smoking the pot. This was a long time ago.
I would also just love to get stoned with the Beastie Boys and just listen to their stories.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have so many stories from the very beginning all the way to sadly no longer be able to perform because one of the members is no longer with us. But that would just be crazy.
This was a long time ago.
Oh, God.
And we had...
trying to discourage kids from doing this.
We had a gold record on the wall. It was our record, Paul's Boutique. And I was looking at it, and I could see it has our label, and I could see that it has, you know, whatever, like 9 songs on the one side. And I was looking at the actual gold record. It only had 4 songs on it. And I was like, wait, you guys. And so we opened it,
yep. and we put the record on a record player, and
a gold record.
Well,
and
open, it was like, I mean, broke the glass. Broke the glass and took the record out of the thing.
And it was somebody doing like piano versions of like Barry Manilow, like Feelings, and just some other.
So- when someone just, has a gold record, they just take any record.
Apparently, spray paint.
That's awesome.
I want more people to test this situation.
It would be pretty fun to just like find all the gold records that you could get your hands on, take them out, and just see if any of them are the actual record.
That just seems so strange to me that they would put it all together like that without that much intention. You know what I mean?
They're probably just like, whatever, just spray paint any record.
They'll never know.
The Beastie Boys are never going to check, not realizing that they're stoned and they're hyper-focused on the fact that there's not as many tracks on that gold record as there are on their actual album. Mm. That Paul's Boutique record, when you think about it, though, that wouldn't even they couldn't even put that record out now.
Oh, no.
Because of the number of samples.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's like I think they say it contains anywhere from 100 to 300 samples. Whoa. And, you know, back in the day, it was the Wild Wild West. You didn't have to worry about getting clearance from Johnny Cash or from, like, these different disco bands or the Beatles. Like, they were using everybody's drum loops and horn sections and making all these songs with that. I think even one song has 25 samples in it. To get that kind of clearance financially, you couldn't afford to pull that off.
Well, then you'd make no money off of that song at all.
Right. That's such a great record.
It really is.
Remember, what was it? Hey, Ladies.
Oh.
I feel like Sarah would get down to this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's already feeling it.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you. It never was a city kid, you were in super. More to me than you'll ever know. And I got more hits than Sarah Harrow.
That was such a weird record, though, the entire time. When I was a teenager and I heard this record, I'm like, I don't even know what the hell they're making reference to, like 90% of the time. They're like these weird pop culture references. I'm like, oh, that turns out to be like a famous baseball player from Japan. I'm like, I had no idea.
I recently watched it. I think it was they did the big interview. It was Ad Rock and his, I don't know if they're married. Yeah, they've got to be married. Kathleen Hannah from Bikini Kill.
Yeah.
They're together. And they did the big interview, and it was so fantastic. To your point, he seems like the kind of guy I'd want to smoke some doobies with.
Smoke some doobies.
Smoke some doobies.
Hear him tell some stories about the Beasties. It'd be pretty sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Known to let the beat drop. Rockaholics, if you're not listening this morning on the Odyssey app, let me tell you, that is a shame. Because when you are logged in and listening to The Rock of Seattle, you're going to have your chances to win your share of $100,000. I believe every hour you listen, you get an entry each day. So it's very easy. You just create your account or log into your existing free account on the Odyssey app and start streaming The Rock. You can get more info at KISW.com. Happy listening.
The Daily Migs Show.